Good morning, listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Giulio Bonazzi, who is president and CEO of Aquafil. Giulio, I appreciate you being with us. How are you doing today?
Thank you. I'm doing great, and good morning to everybody.
Do you actually have, you're over here in the U.S. right now to celebrate the 10th anniversary of Aquafil USA. So I wanted to talk to you about that. But before we get into that, though, let's talk a little bit about your past. You actually got in this business, I think, if I'm right, you started working for Horizon back in 1988, is that right?
Well, actually, I had the chance when I started to work in this business to spend some time here in Kowloon, Georgia by Horizon Carpet. And I mean, I learned a lot of things about your flooring industry when I spent this period over there.
One of the things I found interesting, because I was able to attend your event, is this company, Aquafil, a global company, has grown to over $600 million in annual sales now. Is that right?
That's right, yes.
And you have the USA plant, which was your first attempt to build a plant from the ground up. And we got a tour of that, and that's been here 10 years. That's why you were here celebrating. And you have other plants. Yeah, I think you have plants in three continents. Where are your other plants?
Well, as you have just said, our Aquafil USA plant here in Cartersville was our first plant outside of Europe, and now we are we have already another facility located in nearby Bangkok, around 2 hours by car from Bangkok in Thailand, which is serving the Southeast Asian market and the Australian market. And the next step that should start up next spring, so about April, May 2010, will be China.
Well, you've got to be proud to come and have your customers and all of your employees and support people and celebrate this 10th anniversary. What were some of the early challenges you faced as you came? Aside from the process challenges, there were even cultural challenges of leaving Italy and coming over here and building a facility, weren't there?
Indeed. I mean, culture is a very important thing when you go abroad. And of course, at the very beginning, we had to learn a lot about this environment. But I have to say that our biggest difficulty was that here in the United States, there were and there still are a lot of very good suppliers. And so, I mean, for customers, was not an easy decision to change supplier, because they were served by loyal and great and strong producers.
What do you think sets Aquafil apart from the competition? What are some of your strongest points?
Well, we are very loyal to our customer and to our people. And then product differentiation. For sure, our product range is the largest in the world. I mean, in terms of nylon BCF yarns, you can really find whatever product you can imagine, from 100 denier to 5,000 denier, from few DPF to 400 DPF, every type of dullness. I mean, so we have thousands and thousands of possible combinations. Of course, colors and the solution dyed, where we are, I believe, today the largest or the second largest in the world, is also the other very important strategy of ours.
Well, another thing that I was very impressed with in your presentation today was you showed the 10-year growth curve of the number of pounds that you've sold. And every year, even through some of these dips that we've seen, you've grown the business to what's now over 20 million pounds of fiber produced out of this plant, right?
Yes, you're right. I mean, it's been very difficult. It's a difficult period for everybody, but nevertheless, thanks to our people and to our customers, we were able to grow maybe a little slower than we were used to, but still growing also in this very difficult period.
Actually, if you looked at the line, it looked like a pretty steady, every year was about the same amount, so it's a very impressive growth.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
One of the things about Aquafil from an environmental standpoint, you guys have made some pretty major inroads, and your speaker in your event was actually an environmental speaker, which was very fitting. His name was Gil Friend, and I guess he's with the National Logic Company, and he's written a book about the truth about sustainable business. So as you had said in your introduction, and as he went on to reiterate, you guys see sustainability as a critical part of your business strategy,
well,
don't you?
Indeed. I mean, if you want to survive in the long period, you have to take care about this very important point. I mean, it's not a secret that we are pushing a lot in order to introduce a lot of innovation in terms of recycled products, and we are very successful with them. And I believe that if our floor covering industry wants to survive in the long period, we have to create carpet that can be recycled forever. I mean, this is a very key point, because either because of a shortage of oil or because of other products that will have a better performance in terms of environment, we will be at risk in the near future.
Well, Giulio, as I took the tour, I noticed that as we were watching the extrusion, you have these bins where you're actually bringing recycled polymer back into the process and blending it back in. So you're actually doing that today, aren't you?
Yes, we are. We take sustainability very seriously, also because you have to know that first location of Aquafil that was in northern Italy is today in a highly touristical area and in a province which is the strictest province in terms of environmental regulation in Europe. And so for us, I mean, to respect the environment was a must if we wanted to keep our production running in such a beautiful environment.
And so not only were you showing us that, you also were launching or introducing the fact that you guys have expanded your color range now with your solution dyed nylon 6, and you now offer, I think, is it 330 different colors? Is that right?
Yes, we have a new box which is called 360, where we offer this such a large variety of color for our yarn, which is mostly used for residential application. But altogether, we have more than 500 different colors that are always available for our clients. And these are in different counts, like 700, 900, and 1,300 denier. I mean, so it's a really a very large possibility for our customers.
Okay. What's your next big challenge as you look for future growth?
Well, you know, apart from keeping improving our color range, I believe that our next challenge is to introduce recycled material, possibly from post-consumer waste.
Okay. I know you guys are working on that. I do appreciate you spending time with us. I know you're getting ready to get back on an airplane.
And, my pleasure.
And go back over to Italy. And
Thank you.
We've been talking to Giulio Bonanzi, who is President and CEO of Aquafil. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.